So with that background in terms of what situations you will initiate treatment, can you talk a little bit about what happened at ASCO GU that relates to that, where we were before ASCO GU and where we were afterwards?
So I think one of the most important abstracts in the whole meeting and certainly in the prostate session was the first data presented from the darolutamide study, phase 3 randomized double-blind trial presented by Karim Fizazi. Darolutamide is the latest and greatest AR antagonist. It's a very potent AR blocker. It's sort of in the same lines as enzalutamide and apalutamide. There is preclinical evidence that it binds to the androgen receptor even stronger, more potently than the other antiandrogens. There's also another theoretical advantage that the darolutamide is able to antagonize the androgen receptor even if the androgen receptor has these so-called activating mutations in the ligand binding domain. So sometimes the AR can mutate in such a way that the other antiandrogens can become agonists instead of antagonists of that receptor. And so there are well-known mutations in the AR ligand binding domain that if those mutations are present, they convert an antagonist like bicalutamide or even enzalutamide into pure agonists of the AR, so they can stimulate disease.
Wow, I have not heard that. That is really fascinating. So, I mean, is this like an activating tumor mutation along the lines of EGFR and lung cancer?
I think of it as activating, but it's only activating in the presence of a ligand. It's not constitutively active. And so the first discovery of this was Mary Ellen Taplin, discovered in 1995, actually, that there's a specific mutation. It changes just one single amino acid in the ligand binding domain, and that mutation converts bicalutamide from an antagonist to an agonist. Recently, Charles Sawyers from Memorial Sloan Kettering showed that there's a new mutation called the F876L mutation. Again, one single amino acid substitution in the ligand binding domain that converts enzalutamide, our very best, strongest, most potent antagonist, into an AR agonist, which is very scary. Now, that mutation is rare. It's only present in about 1% to 2% of advanced prostate cancers. But again, going back to the darolutamide story, that drug was supposed to have antagonistic activity against many of these AR activating mutations. And thirdly, another advantage is CNS penetration. So both enzalutamide and apalutamide have been shown to cross the blood-brain barrier, enter into the CNS, the brain specifically, and a lot of their side effects are attributed to central nervous system effects. Darolutamide, preclinically and now clinically, seems like it does not cross the blood-brain barrier.